Welcome to another episode of Lights, Camera, Baby. I'm your host, Progeny Patha, the mama of Mama Magic, and I'm so thrilled that you've joined us today. Now, when we talk about childbirth and postpartum recovery, the spotlight usually shines brightly on mums, and rightfully so. But today, we're shifting focus slightly to the unsung heroes beside them, the fathers and partners who play an essential and powerful role in this incredible journey. Joining us today is the wonderful Kafilwe Sebenya, founder of Mabotsetse Birth and Postpartum Services. Kafilwe is here to share her insights into how fathers and partners can step up, support and advocate for moms before, during and after birth. We'll explore practical ways to bond with your new arrival, how skin-to-skin contact can deepen family connections and discuss real-world strategies to navigate those sometimes tricky postpartum days. So, grab your partner, settle in, and let's dive into this heartfelt conversation. Lights, camera, baby, let's get started. So, Kafilwe, thank you so much for joining us again. We so appreciate your insights and your support for our mums and dads and our parenting community at Mama Magic.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Also, today we're talking about the role of partners and dads in this journey. You know, mums are always getting that, we say, you know, the center of attention, but the partners are equally important. So tell us, why is it so important for fathers and partners to actively participate in that postpartum and journey and the birth, of course?
Because first and foremost, it supports emotional bonding. It's very important for both mom and the baby to be supported by dad. For the baby, it's the connection as well, and just the safety and feeling, you know, just the connection with the father. But also with the mom, it puts less strain on her in terms of her mental space.
Right.
For her mental health, knowing that somebody, my husband or my partner is holding space for me, right?
Yes.
And also being able to focus on oneself, because if the father of the child is present, for instance, in a hospital setting, then you can really focus on just letting go and just, you know. So the bonding, we encourage skin to skin, not only with the moms, but with the dads as well.
Wow.
This is very important.
Now, I mean, there's lots of misconceptions, right, about the role fathers and partners play during childbirth and postpartum recovery, and can we go through some of those?
that they are the financial providers,
and that's it. Period.
And I have seen myself included. Before I started doing this work, that was my idea of what a partner or a husband, that's his contribution, right? And as I started doing this work full time and seeing how there's a generation of fathers who are gentle, who are just in the space to say, I'm holding space for my wife or my girlfriend. And it's beautiful to watch, right?
Yes.
And yes, so that is the misconception to say. Also from an, if I may say this, from an African point of view, that certain things are taboo for men to be part of.
Yeah.
Right. Also with birth, I remember how my family specifically were like, what do you mean you want your husband present for?
But if you go back to centuries, men were never allowed into the room,
yes,
right? When moms gave birth, there were other people there, and they were never ever allowed. And he heard the cry down the passageway somewhere, wherever he was, to know that his baby was born.
Yeah. And that is, and so I always say that's the trauma that the fathers have inherited from their fathers. And it's so what I do is I allow dads to actually mourn that, I recognize that, to say, understand that your father, your grandfather taught you that you cannot attend the birth, and we acknowledge that. However, this is the benefit of you being present, right? And I mean, just the bonding I've seen, you know, I've witnessed when a father attends the birth of their child. And it also just gives a sense of security. And I always say it's not about just the financial security, but also just knowing that, you know, my dad is here. and
physical, emotional attachment, physical, right?
And emotional attachment, yes. So we do, we are at a time where we also need to forgive, or you know, the partners, because that's what they knew and that's what they were taught, right?
Yeah, that was the stereotype that was set.
That was the stereotype. And watching them step out of it, it's beautiful to watch.
So can you share some practical ways that fathers and partners can support moms during labor, for example, emotionally?
Well, the reassurance. I always tell the dads, as a birth doula, I'm not there to replace you.
Mm.
So
It's not that the doula has arrived. Okay, you're sorted. Yeah, yes. I'm off.
So that is why it's important to do the childbirth education, and I do the birth preparation with the couples as well, because then we talk about touch, we talk about the words of affirmation. There's just something about the most encouraging word that comes from your partner's mouth or from your mother, right? It's different from just hearing it from Kifilwe as your doula, right? Yeah. And so it's just giving them that sense of reassurance to say, hey, you've got this. So I always tell the dads, you guys are the birth coaches. You are there to coach her through
That's
it.
That's so true.
And just to remind her, because there's also that level of intimacy that I might not be able to step in, where the father and the mother have really gone through this journey, right? This pregnancy journey. And in some instances, I've seen when a mom wants to give up.
Yep.
And then because of I have shared this knowledge with the fathers, and I'm like, that's that time for you to encourage her, just to remind her, to say, hey, look, this is where we've been, and this is where we want to be.
Yes.
So just the reassurance of having them in the room, and also just making them feel loved and knowing that they are there for them. Most women really don't want, it's not about the partners doing like the physical.
Yes. Work.
I've seen that just knowing that my partner is in the room.
Is present.
It's present.
Yeah. That is so true. Yeah. That is so true. So it's not a lot of heavy lifting, but it's that emotional presence.
It's just that emotional presence, because then women go into birth rooms with so much fear. Right?
Yeah.
And stepping in with someone that you've journeyed with, it's also very special, and it's important, because then we talk about safety. Once a woman feels safe, then woman is able, then the mom, or yeah, and then the woman is just able to step into that space, knowing that my partner is present. Also, I've seen labor stall because of a woman waiting for the partner, and I wish men knew the impact that they have on the births of their babies.
Yeah. So, and I'm glad you're saying that, because what I'm hearing is it's not just an impact on mom and her emotional well-being, but it's an impact on baby and your relationship with that baby, right?
100%.
So that takes me into what you spoke about earlier in terms of skin-to-skin contact. I mean, we always talk about skin-to-skin contact, and every midwife, doula, childbirth educator that you talk to, which is brilliant, I love it, that are promoting skin-to-skin contact, making sure that moms have that opportunity. I never had that opportunity. My baby was wrapped up and taken away, you know, and I had to wait for her to be bathed before she was brought back to me. And you feel denied when you hear of how beautiful these moments are now. But you're saying that it's equally important for dads to have skin-to-skin contact.
100%.
And why is that so?
You know, the dad, you know, I always tell couples, the baby can hear, the baby can recognize your voice, the scent as well. So that is why even when we do skin to skin, it's not about just putting the baby on your chest. That's why in most instances, we'll even tell the dad, like, take off your vest. It's okay.
Yes.
Just the physical touch as well, the connection. And as much as it's also been scientifically proven, the benefits of skin to skin for the baby with the mom, which is one of the benefits, it's breastfeeding, right? With the father, however, it's the connection.
And what can those connections be?
Connections like we have this joke with my clients. They were like, now we know who the favorite parent is, because especially with C-section moms, you'd find that the dad is the one now that's able to hold the baby while mom is being taken care of. Mom is in recovery.
Of course,
right. So it's a co-parenting journey that it's beautiful to watch as it unfolds already immediately post birth to say that we are willing to exchange these roles. It's my baby as well. And then also, so then the dads are like, are you saying I'm going to be the favorite parent? I'm like, wow, you're the one that spent the first hour with the baby.
Ah, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Now, when we talk about that emotional and physical support postpartum, right? What are some of those essential ways that fathers can emotionally support mothers during that postpartum recovery? Now, I mean, we spoke about it in our other episode, you know, about how important postpartum recovery is, that rest and recovery. But physically, what can dads and partners do? What, you know, give us some examples of how they can step in.
Baby caring the baby, yes. Holding the baby so that mom can rest, preparing the meals for mom, running the errands. I've seen how a woman is overstimulated because they're like, we don't know who's going to run these errands. They're too personal for me to hand over to the doula, right?
Yes.
So having a dad do that, to some, it might look like something quite small, but those are the other things that the mental notes that women have that actually just delays and prevents them to just to be present in the moment, if I may put it that way. So having a dad be able to do the errands, looking after the older siblings, you know, continuing with life. Because women feel guilty to say, now that I've had this baby, everything is on hold, right? So looking after the other children, taking them to school, preparing meals for mom as well. And like I said, baby caring. I've been spending so much time teaching dads on how to do, how to carry their babies.
Okay. So as we round up, right, this talking about business, fathers and partners being present. How do we ensure that there's communication and teamwork? You know, it can be challenging for relationships. So what would you recommend to couples to avoid these challenges so that they can able to navigate these periods, you know, where there's so much going on, there's so much hormonally, there's so much discomfort without them getting into arguments or conflict, and it can so easily happen.
Yes, and it does. And I've seen that most of, I don't want to say success stories, but however, situations where I've seen couples really just blend well, it started off during the pregnancy journey, attending antenatal classes, attending childbirth education, or classes with the partner, because what is important is we expect men to know of these medical terms. We expect them to know about the signs of postpartum depression, whereas they think that, oh, she's just being emotional. So also being mindful of the language that we use with our partners, and also we need to tap in. I always tell our partners, tap into resources around you. You'd find that a father at work, he's not even aware that he has got the paternity leave?
Yes, yes.
Right? And fathers should tap into that, not because of them, they'll also go and become a baby, but also to use that time to really familiarize themselves of the needs of what, you know, the needs, what the mom and the baby needs. So to prevent conflict, it's really just as much as we encourage women to attend antenatal classes, also ask questions during appointments during their pregnancy, it's also important for fathers to also take ownership of the information that is readily available out there, you know, and what I've seen, what is the trend now is most dads are like, I'll hire the doula. But then my question is, if it so happens that the doula cannot attend your birth, what will you do? Are you aware about different birthing positions? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what she's comfortable in? If it happens that the postpartum doula cannot be present every day in your home, do you understand the type of meals that she needs, etc.?
Yep.
So, yeah, so tapping into information that is out there. And also we are moving towards tailor making certain programs for fathers to prepare them.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
You know, for this period as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kapil. Well, unfortunately, run out of time. But thank you. Thank you so much for all that information. Really appreciate having you with us today. And I'm sure our dads and partners and mums are going to benefit from all the information you've provided.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yep. And our mums will be surely reaching out for more. Thank you. So as we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the journey through birth and postpartum isn't meant to be navigated alone. Fathers and partners, your role isn't just supportive, it's transformative. Your presence, your touch, your voice, they all shape your family story and create lasting bonds of love, strength, and connection. Remember, stepping into this role may come with uncertainty and challenges. But as Kafilwa beautifully reminded us today, every small act of support can leave a lasting impact. So let's shift our mindset. Partners aren't just bystanders. They're active, crucial participants in this extraordinary family adventure. So ask yourself today, how can I show up even more intentionally for my partner and our baby? How can our bond as parents deepen, transforming challenges into shared moments of growth? Thank you so much, Kafilwa, for sharing such insightful wisdom. And thank you to our listeners for opening your minds and hearts to these conversations. Keep connecting, keep communicating, and keep embracing this beautiful, messy, incredible journey of parenthood. Until next time, I'm Progeny Patha, and this has been Lights, Camera, Baby.